Thanks for downloading this podcast from WJFK.com. It's just as easy to go to LiveNation.com, click a couple times, and get your tickets to the Family Values Tour, featuring Korn, Evanescence, and more, Saturday, July 28th at Nissan Pavilion. Tickets for the Family Values Tour are on sale now. Don and Mike, WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
And we may do something with Harry Potter here, so...
It's been the myth of our generation. We started reading this. I'm 20 right now. When I started reading, I was the same age as Harry. And then, you know, after the books were coming out one a year. But after that, I've kind of left Harry in the dust as far as age goes. But still, this is the myth of our generation. And with this book tonight, this will kind of be a closing of one of the one of the greatest chapters in our life.
Gay, 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 gay.
There is a vulgar element involved with the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, you're goddamn right. Yeah.
But what about STDs?
What about them?
Big. Bang, 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 bang.
Bang. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show.
Hello. It's you.
Hello.
You. You got what I need.
But you say she's just a friend.
Say she's just a friend.
You.
You.
You've got what I need. Hello, Don and Mike.
Ain't no big thing to wait for the bell to ring.
Oh, it's the lyrics guy.
Oh, yeah. Ain't no big thing the toll of the bell.
All right. How are you, friend?
Aggravated, spare for days. I troll downtown, the red light place. Jump up, bubble up, what's in store? Love is the drug, and I need to score.
Roxy Music. Now, this caller I dig. This guy's okay.
He's a good caller. Didn't we request the Rolling Stones last time?
He's done that?
Yes.
Love is the drug.
Do you have, let me go, my goodness, how about?
Can I request something?
Oh, sure.
The Beatles?
Penny Lane is in my heart and in my head.
Yeah.
What a great choice. This guy's good.
All right, here's an obvious one for you. Cheap Trick.
Oh, yes.
Cheap Trick.
Oh, yes. I like the fact that he doesn't communicate with us, too. So that if there's a long enough pause, that means he doesn't know a Cheap Trick song.
You don't know Cheap Trick?
He's thinking. That would be
you
a no.
Hey,
kids, shake it loose together. The spotlights hit something that's been known to change the weather. We'll kill the fatted calf tonight, so stick around. You're going to hear electric music, solid walls of sound.
Uh-huh. I don't know the song, do you?
Is this Electric Boogie?
He won't Big tell you.
Andy, Ronnie, have you heard them yet? Oh, but they're so spaced out.
What is it?
So spaced out. I love Joe the music. I love the nightlife.
What is it?
It's Benny and the Jets, I think.
Benny and the Jets.
Benny and the Jets.
Yes.
So he's doing... Yeah.
Hi!
Thank you.
Yes. Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don, it's Larry.
Larry, Don.
It's Larry Lujack on the phone.
Hey, non-super jock says what?
Non-super jock says what?
All right, let's try this. I imagine what's going to happen. Well, see, first off, he'll remember who I am. There's no doubt.
I'm
remember.
Waiting for you to spit like white cotton balls out of your mouth.
Of course he knows who it is.
It's a little tense.
A little bit.
A little trip down memory lane.
You just don't know. You know
or memory lane when my mouth works.
We don't know what his health is. We don't know what his mood is.
What if he answers, hello, Don.
Robbie, just give me the handset.
Okay. Yeah. Probably best this way.
To speak directly.
25.
Dialing Larry Lujack's house now.
Probably not there.
Probably out playing golf, little Mikey.
Half time.
This will be a message he loves getting.
Really no real relationship, right?
No. Oh, it's going to voicemail now.
Yeah.
I pray it's his voice. I pray
it
it's his
be.
Voice.
Gotta be.
Oh, it's his wife, Jude.
Ah.
Oh. Hey, Jude. Hey, Jude. Hello, Larry. This is real, isn't it? Hey, Larry.
Yeah.
How are you doing, buddy? Hi, Super Jock. Don Geronimo calling. On the air right now in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're not on the air, but I'd love to have you on the air because I'm retiring in May, and I remember when you retired from radio, and I remember how you hated me at WLS, and I was wondering if maybe if I paid $1,000 to your favorite charity, if you could come on our show someday and admit that I made it in radio. Please?
Because you looked up to him.
Please,
much.
Super Jock?
Right.
Because you sent me a belt buckle one time? Anyway, Larry, this is not a gag, and please call back.
Jeez, does he have, he needs the number.
A number?
Hold on. One of my patsies will give you the number.
Be right with you.
Here you go, Rob.
Thank you.
Leave that for Larry. Yep. Leave the hotline.
Chance of a callback, 10%.
Don't know. It depends if
I mean, you know his personality better than I do. Is he the type of guy that would respond to that?
I may get a letter from a lawyer.
I don't think so.
He may. You know, here's the thing. I don't know if the guy has softened over the years.
Right.
I don't really. He may just say, who? Right. You know, I mean, I may just be another one of the
He got out of radio relatively early.
One of the many slugs that he worked with in radio.
Did you ever get a vibe that he was just there staring at his answering machine?
No,
screening his calls, maybe?
Oh, no.
Rob had that thought.
No, Dom was saying he's a pretty avid golfer, so he's probably... How old do you think he'd be now?
Oh, golly.
40, 20, 60, 70.
70.
60, 70.
He's 67.
67. What do you got, 70?
I think 80. He'd be 80.
Oh, he's not 80.
I just know that some disc jockeys lie about their age, and maybe...
Hello. All right, enough of that. Well, if he calls back, he calls back. I've put it out there.
That's exciting. Wouldn't that be nice if you got a phone call?
I would love to hear from Super Jog Larry Luger.
That would be, well, I hope he knows that.
Now, calls, this Harry Potter thing. Hold on. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Mike from Napa Valley here. Hey, Don, if you ever write a book, I will definitely buy it.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. I really want to see it, man.
Not the only one.
Yep. Let me see. The outline is done already. It really is. I swear to God.
I believe you.
It's pretty simple. Whenever I do write this book, it will be basically radio stop after radio stop. Uh-huh. That's the first thing you do when you write a book,
right,
is you get an outline together. Mm-hmm. And I already have, I'm saying too much. So let's just talk about Harry Potter.
Very good.
That's a book.
That's a book that everybody likes.
Mm-hmm. I wish you the success of J.K. Rowling when you write your book.
I'm sure it will. I'm sure children everywhere will love hearing the story about what we did to the Coca-Cola machine at WAVA.
It's about a boy wizard.
Mine will be a work of fiction so that names can be protected.
I think that's a wise idea.
That's exactly what I'll be doing. And I will leave nothing out.
Well, it's easy to leave nothing out when you don't put people's names in.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm going to put people's names in.
You're looking at me like that concerns me.
Oh, you should not be concerned.
No, I'm not, because most of the things that you're talking about, I was standing next to you.
Yeah, but you know what that is? That's like guilt by association.
Yeah. No, but I mean, we both did them most of the time.
I know. We're like Abbott.
Just
like Abbott and Costello.
Oh, we never fought dogs.
True.
Sure didn't.
You know, nothing like that. Innocent fun.
That's right.
No harm.
DJ
and
fun.
You know what? Now that I sit here and I begin to reminisce when we're having this conversation. We have had some moments.
Goddamn right we have.
Wow.
And I have most of them documented on Post-it notes. I really do.
Millions and
I have at home. I'm not
kidding.
Everybody thinks I'm kidding about this thing with the book.
No.
I mean, I have had this plan. I realize that these stories that I'm telling, first off, they're all absolutely 100% true. And second, they're pretty good, pretty entertaining stuff. And there's a lot of stuff that I've not alluded to on the air because it's of even a more personal nature.
Wow.
Involving people I've worked with, and I don't see why if I was either watching, participating, or knew firsthand about something that happened, why I would not document it.
Good.
Absolutely.
I look forward to that.
Thus I have.
I'm kind of excited.
I have a big, gigantic, 3-ring binder at home.
Uh-huh.
I swear to God.
I believe it.
That is full of Post-it notes.
Right.
Every time something happens that I think is worth noting,
that's brilliant.
I just write a little note down.
Stick right
it in there.
Good.
I also have, I mean, without getting into great detail, there will be a chapter about all of my radio conquests.
I look forward to that. And I, of course, am the lead in that chapter, too.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a wonderful one when I was deflowered. Will you have pictures in the middle of the book?
No. Who needs pictures?
Oh, come on.
No pictures,
come
Mike.
On. You have to.
No pictures.
Oh, got to be a couple.
Oh, jeez. You got to have a picture with our mullets.
No.
Just a picture of Mike.
No, I want a picture.
How about just a picture of me?
I want a picture of James Patterson on the back. Even though
that
he didn't
write
it.
With the, with like the
Eddie the relax
Bauer,
hat.
The relax hat, the Tommy Bahama hat.
That's it. No, this is all. It's all going to be there. And I have news for you. The only person who doesn't have anything to worry about is Mike O'Mara.
Oh, thank you. That's very nice.
Everybody else, though.
I'm going out. I'm going to prison, right?
Watch it.
Watch out.
Watch it. Yes. Buzz Burbank. Uh-huh. The Enigma. Rob Spiewak.
Oh, the dark side.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
All right, so let's get Larry Lujack when we get him. Now, the Harry Potter book, it's out now, or it comes out tonight.
Midnight tonight.
Are there dopes that are waiting in line for
they're
it?
Having a, they're having, like, Harry Potter balls.
He's a fag.
Everyone's invited.
Yeah. Well, they said, wear your favorite... Hogwarts finery or your muggles. I don't even know the terms, but they're having one like down right down the road.
Yeah, even across the street. Is it Barnes & Noble that's over there?
Well,
yeah.
We were looking for it because we were thinking about sending Joe over, but the idiots are not lined up at the Barnes & Noble across the street
effective
just yet.
Effective at 9 p.m., there will be face painting and activities in the Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, they're making a huge deal. I'm like I've never seen made for a book.
So it's exciting, really. It's really worthwhile.
Here's what we got. We've been searching, looking at newspapers all week, trying to find the person that's been waiting in line the longest.
Oh, good.
And we have to go all the way to Fairbanks, Alaska.
Alaska?
Where there's a girl named Chloe. She's 18. Today's Friday. Yeah. She's been in line since Tuesday.
Wow.
Loves the Harry Potter, apparently.
Yeah, she's probably a nerd, Nick.
She's 18.
Wonder if I've ever seen her on Deadliest Catch. Oh. Well, it's Alaska, Rob.
That's true. I love that show. Let's call her now. She's cool with us calling her. She's waiting outside Gulliver's Books in Fairbanks, Alaska.
I wonder what the temperature is up there. Be a good question for her.
Hello?
Hello, is this Chloe?
This is.
Hello, Chloe.
Hi, Chloe. This is the Don and Mike Show from America, from The Real America.
From America.
Hi.
From America.
You know what I mean, from The Real America. How are you, Chloe?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great, honey. Thank you.
Oh, it's a beautiful day in Fairbanks, right?
It is. It's really nice and warm. I think it's about... it's like 80 at the moment, maybe 70.
Well, let me ask you something then. Chloe, a young 18-year-old chick, you sound like you got it together. It's a beautiful day in Fairbanks. What the hell are you doing waiting in line for a children's book?
You know, I've been doing it since I was 11, so it's kind of like the end of that whole childhood and going on and growing up kind of a thing. So,
but, honey, you've been there. You've been in line since Tuesday, right?
Yes.
Are you wearing a wizard outfit?
Not yet.
Will you be as now? Is it going to be the same like it is in the rest of the country? Well, first of all, it's the middle of the day out in Fairbanks, right?
Right.
And will you, as it gets closer to the release date for the release time for the book, will you be? Will they be doing more and more stuff at the bookstore where you're located?
Yeah, at 8 o'clock we're going to have this huge party. It's kind of like a block party, and we're going to have a Dursley dunking tank and a costume parade and contest.
Have you been able to wash at all, honey? Have you been able to clean?
Oh, yeah. My parents come and take my spot, and then I take the car and go back home.
Oh, that's cool. So you're completely scrubbed.
Yes. I'm not all nasty.
You know, at the very end, Harry gets impaled in the head. He gets a spear in the head.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's how it ends.
You don't believe that, do you?
No, I'm kidding.
See, she knows.
Harry gets syphilis.
that's how it is.
Harry dies of syphilis.
Now, do you have a boy? Do you have a boyfriend?
Not at the moment. No.
Have you had a chance to network and socialize online, waiting for the book?
No, I've been avoiding all that kind of stuff.
Oh, let me give you a round of applause there. That's the first nice thing you said. So you recognize that any of the male people in your age group that are supporting this Harry Potter thing might be a little odd
and dorks.
I think she's just concerned about learning the end of the book.
Oh, that might be true. That's true.
Is that why you've been avoiding the internet just to right?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Are there a lot of nerds around you right now?
Well, that's such a relevant term.
How many? All right, let's put it like this, Chloe. How many guys do you think in line still live with their mom?
A lot, because most of them are under like 16.
How many people are behind you in line, Chloe?
Oh, there looks like 10 so far.
Ten. So in Fairbanks,
ten people, and you've been in line for 3 days. You mean you could? You mean you could have slept for 3 days and only been the 10th person in line?
Yes.
Where are you in line now, Chloe?
I'm first.
Oh, you're the first. So it's the point. It's the point of being the first person in Fairbanks to get the book.
But there's only 10 people in line.
But it's first.
Yes.
See, I know, Ricky Bobby. If you're not first, you're last. Okay.
If she hadn't, it's not a question of getting it quickly, right? Because you could walk up tomorrow and get it quickly. It's a question of being the very first one. Is that what it is, Chloe?
Well, yeah. My friend and I, Grant Tordoff, he's second. For ever since the fifth book, we've kind of made it a competition to see who gets here first. So,
have the local fabulous Fairbanks television stations been covering this?
Yeah, they have. Danny Carlson's been doing daily updates on the line and stuff. So,
who's the hottest newscaster in Fairbanks?
I don't know.
Do you ever watch the news on TV, honey?
Not really. No.
What's it like not living in America, but actually pretending that you're in America?
Well, we're kind of like Canada.
There you go. That's right. You got that right. You like Canada.
Kinda like Canada.
Hey, is Fairbanks a part of Alaska where it gets dark all year? I mean, where there's certain segments of the year where it's dark all day, I should say.
Yeah, on December 21st, we only have an hour of daylight, and even then it's kind of a twilight. So,
does that make the kids wig out a little bit?
Yeah, actually, it's not really that. It's when the spring comes and it starts to get warm, and then we have a cold snap where it goes back down to 50 below, and then it just does pull in. Yeah.
But Chloe, yeah. my gosh, I've seen the Oprah show. I know what goes on over there. I know that there's like one man for every 1,000 women over there. What are your thoughts about snagging yourself a guy?
I don't know.
Doesn't Oprah always have like? Do I have that ratio right?
Are there a lot more men than single men than single women in Alaska?
I have no idea.
Which one is it that Oprah always brings on her show? Does she bring on Alaskan men who can't find women or Alaskan women
Carla
who can't
know.
Find
men? Carla watches men. Oprah all the time.
There are
she
more men there than there are women.
Right.
I have no idea.
I thought he sucked.
All right, well, listen, thank you for being our on-the-street correspondent with Harry Potter.
Thanks.
And
thanks
luck.
For having me.
Good luck.
And honey, thanks a lot.
Honey, cross your legs until you're 21.
Okay.
All right, good girl.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hot. Alaska, not part of America.
Hot as teenage balls.
Yeah, a lot of men went to Alaska to work on the oil pipeline, so that's how they ended up with more men than women.
Ah, so that's right. The
three ringy right. Dingies.
That would be why Oprah always has the lumberjacks on her show who are looking for chicks.
Right. After the pipeline was done, I came back.
So she's got no problem. She's got plenty of men to find over there. I had it totally bass ackwards.
A little bit.
But they all look like the guy on the brawny paper towel thing.
Not home.
Not there.
Not there.
Is she all right. Online?
Story of my life.
She's
online, yes, to get the book.
All right. Well, thank you, Chloe. Now, when we come back, Mike, here we go.
All right.
This is a good idea for a website.
Mm-hmm.
Guy has started a website, a dating website.
Huh.
And everybody knows that there's dating sites that are niche dating sites.
Okay.
There's eHarmony. There's a gay sites. Mm-hmm. There's sites if you want to swing. How about an internet date site for people with irritable bowel syndrome?
That's a nice idea.
Bravo.
Right.
You know, then if you're sitting there in the middle of dinner and you run off, you'll know your person that you're with is going to understand completely.
Right. Anyway.
I wish it was around when I was dating.
We will go to TonyDiggs.com and we come right back.
Yes, siree. What do you like besides running to the toy store?
Bacardi Limon. Tony Diggs.
Oh, thank you.
I'm kidding, Tony. Anyway, but the guy does have the website. We'll talk to him when we come right back.
That's bad news, though.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Always imitated, never duplicated. The Family Values Tour. Still the best value of the summer. Featuring Korn and Evanescence. Saturday, July 28th, Nissan Pavilion. Plus special guest, Atreyu. Flyleaf. Hell Yeah and Trivium. Plus another set of bands on the Guitar Hero Second Stage. All lawn tickets just $9.99. Tickets available at the Nissan Pavilion box office. All Ticketmaster locations charged by phone and online at Ticketmaster.com and LiveNation.com. The Family Values Tour 2007. The most kick-ass lineup. Korn, Evanescence, Atreyu, Flyleaf, Hell Yeah, and Trivium. Sponsored by Guitar Hero. Produced by Live Nation. Go!